Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
From the moment you wake up, you always feel rushed. Going to work, going to school, getting your kids off to school, getting breakfasts and lunches. It can be so stressful. And if you have a commute, that can even add to the stress. If you're driving in traffic or you have to catch a train, are there things you can do to de-stress those mornings, to make them, or coming home, things that you can do to kind of just chill out a little bit and let it go, let it happen as it is? My guest is Jeff Kober. He's an actor, a teacher, and a writer. Welcome to the show, Jeff. So let's talk about some things you can do to de-stress those mornings and the crazy times of our lives that we feel so, so busy. So what about during the commute? You and I said off the air you can't meditate while you drive, but what can you do?
Well, first of all, I just want to change one little word in what we're talking about. Rather than de-stress, that sounds so much like distress. I like to use the word unstress.
You know, oh, good.
Unstressing. We can let go of a lot of the stresses that we carry by meditation. But in the commute itself, simply bringing our attention back to where we are is a fantastic practice. And it's something you can do the whole drive. Just bringing yourself back into the moment, back into the car, back into the way it feels to be in your own body. You know, a lot of our stress is caused by wanting to be somewhere other than where we are. The Buddha was known to have said that this is the main cause of suffering, the desire to be somewhere other than where we are. And when we have that going on with ourselves, it affects our entire body. It affects our entire nervous system. It affects our mood, our emotions, our thinking.
And so, what can you do? So, what can you do when you say to come back into the moment? What does that mean?
It means to put your mind where you are rather than in your speculation. If the biggest problem with commuting is that it feels like wasted time. It feels like I should be doing something else. And because it's so habitual, we do the same drive day after day after day, our mind goes somewhere else. And it looks for ways for us to be happy, but we can't be happy because all the ways for us to be happy are to be somewhere other than where we are. So simply by putting the mind, bringing it out of speculation and bringing it back to the body. What does it feel like to be sitting right here in this seat? What does it feel like to have the steering wheel under my hands, to look at the light outside the window, to hear the sounds around me, to listen to music or talk on the radio, to get present to where I am rather than in my speculating mind is really a powerful practice.
And where does breathing come in? I mean, people don't even think about that, and they say, I'm breathing. But if you're driving and somebody just cut you off and you're so pissed off, and your heart rate goes up, what can you do? How can your breathing, because I know that's a big part of meditation and turning yourself into that where you're focusing on yourself as you're talking about. So how do we concentrate on our breathing when we're trying to concentrate on the road?
Well, you don't really have to concentrate on your breathing, but you can bring your awareness back to your breath always. Always bring your attention back to your breath. The mind is going to go where it goes unless we direct it. What we do with breathing is that we simply give the mind a base. We say, you know, pay attention to the breath, attend to the breathing, feel the breath coming in, feel the breath going out. And it's a way to ground ourselves once again back into the moment rather than into our spinning mind.
Okay,
and by bringing breath into the body in a way that we may not, by breathing more deeply than we would be if we were stressed out, you know, the breath itself will help us to let go of some of that stress.
Okay, so the stress during the day when we're at work and our boss is yelling at us, or we're in a deadline, and, you know, people think typically, Jeff, of meditation as something you do in a quiet room where you're just closed eyes doing your thing. But when you're at work, when you're in a place where you can't shut out the rest of the world, how can we unstress ourselves from that feeling that we're against a deadline, that feeling of all of those things to kind of reduce our anxiety levels?
Right. Well, first, for me, it's absolutely essential that I have a daily practice. And for me, it's a twice daily practice. everyone would benefit from having some practice of meditation that they go somewhere and learn. It's not just closing your eyes and stopping your thinking. That's not meditation, nor is it even possible. But having an actual meditation practice, that one that we do alone in a quiet room with our eyes closed, begins to lessen the amount of stress that we carry. The more stress that we let go of, the more we have the capacity to carry adaptation energy. And this is the opposite of stress. This is what we bring to those problems during the day, to those demands during the day. Adaptation energy is that thing that I bring to a situation, or that I try to take from a situation. And I always want to be bringing it rather than trying to take it. If I'm trying to take adaptation energy from a situation, I'm demanding that the situation be the way I need it to be in order to be okay. If I have adaptation energy, then I can bring it to the problem, and rather than saying what's wrong here, I can say what is here and then deal with that. And this is absolutely predicated upon a daily practice of letting go of the long-term stresses I've gathered over the course of my life. So that's number one.
Keep going. We don't have a lot of time, Jeff, so try and get to as many points as you can.
Okay, and then during the day itself, bringing ourselves again back to the moment again and again and again. I like to say, what I think our mind is doing most of the time is trying to find happiness. This is what we're looking for always. And when we're under the gun, when we're having demands placed upon us, it's really uncomfortable. And my mind is saying, please get me away from this discomfort. So it's coming up with every reason not to be here, and I'm getting stressed out because of that mind. So I'm not able to bring myself to the situation at hand. I'm dealing with my mind spinning out and telling me what should happen, what should I be doing, how should I be in order for this not to be going the way it's going. If I can bring myself back to the moment and bring my attention to the problem at hand, to the demand that's being placed on me, then I have an opportunity to affect it, to actually succeed in the task at hand. If I'm fighting my mind, then I'm using up half my energy just in fighting my mind. So again, staying out of my thoughts about the situation and getting present to the situation is really, really a powerful practice that I have to insist on when I'm having demands placed upon me. Another thing is that by meditating, you know, I don't have a choice in how it feels to be me, but I do have a choice in what I do with that. In other words, the emotions that I have are the emotions that I have. And if I can accept those and just accept that sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable to be me, then I can choose a mood that isn't dependent upon those emotions. And this is something that meditation gives me. It gives me the ability to choose what I'm going to do with how it feels to be me. If I'm angry at my boss and I think I have to get rid of that anger in order to deal with him, in order to interact with him, then I'm at the mercy of my anger. If I have anger in my body and I know that I'm not it, which is something that meditation gives me, the ability to know that I'm not my feelings, I'm not my thoughts, I'm not any of all that, then I can bring myself to the situation with the boss without having the anger affect it.
And that's great advice. It really is. We all need to put the focus on ourselves. Remember to find that time in the day to remove ourselves from the situation and work on that anxiety. And as Jeff says, unstress yourself instead of de-stress, which sounds like distress. Unstress, and you can see more about Jeff at jeffcobermeditation.com. If you missed any of the great information we gave here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Share these shows with your friends. That's the way we all learn together, because that's what it's about, and that's how we pass on the great information that we're getting from our guests here at Radio MD. So thanks so much for listening. We got more great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.